Yishalmi Trumos, Daf Aleph. Continuing, beginning the Seder Zeroya, the next Masechta, Masechta's Trumos. It talks about the Inyan of taking Truma, Truma Gedola, which is always the something that's taken, the first Meiser, the first thing that's taken after harvesting is called Truma Gedola. And we'll see when is Truma Gedola given versus Meiser itself and versus other things that we give, Meiser, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. So the Trumas Meiser is the first thing that we take off. The Torah tells us, Reishis D'Goncha Tiroshka V'Tzarecha, that you should go ahead and if you gather grain, you give of your Goncha Tiroshka V'Tzarecha, you should give to the Kohen. And therefore that is called Truma, Trumas Meiser. There's Trumas Gedola, there's Trumas Meiser. Trumas Gedola goes to the Kohen. And then Trumas Meiser is 1/10 or 10% of what the that the Levi is mechuyev to give as well. Whatever he receives, when a Levi receives from the Yisrael, his truma is meiser. So then he has to give the truma's meiser himself. He has to separate as well. Now therefore the meiser rishon is what's given is 1/10 of the what remains after truma was taken. So therefore we have a number of different things that we're learning now: truma gedola, truma's meiser, which is considered a tenth of the tenth, which is the smallest amount. First, Trum Gedola, then is considered, then comes the idea of we separate Maaser Rishon, and Maaser Rishon is 1/10 of the Truma, and then we give Trumas Maaser, which is 1/10 of the 1/10. And that has to be given to the Kohen, and the Pasuk says, as the Levium Tadaber, Matam Kikli Bnei Bnei Yisrael, that we have to give from them Maaser and Maaser, different types that we call. We generally refer to Truma Gedola as the first thing that we give. Then we give the tenth of that and then the tenth of that. Now this Lamaisa, this halacha of Truma that we talked about, is a Truma that has things that grow in Eretz Yisrael. It also has to be something that someone owns. It's not a thing, it doesn't come from Hefker. And it has to be, there are certain parts, certain places which we see in Eretz Yisrael with Suffolk, whether the truma is taken as a drabbana or not drabbana, whether they added on or not. Some say that halacha is, when we say that the truma itself is din daraisa, by most things, except certain things are drabbana. The regular things that the Torah says, the goncha, v'siroshka v'tzarecha is daraisa. And then the other things that are considered drabbana. And there's some to say that, we'll see that all of it is considered drabbana today. And Lamaisa, if you don't take Trumas Lamaisa, it's usher to eat. It's usher to eat, and if you do eat it, it's considered Tevel, which is an Isser Doraisa. Again, but if it's something you're supposed to separate the Rabbanon, then the question is whether it be considered is it the Rabbanon of Tevel, or Tevel is just something that we usher. There's no difference whether it's an Isser Rabbanon or Isser Doraisa. Tevel itself is something that we consider is usher for a person to partake from. And we'll see in the Gemara, particularly in the next parak, we'll discuss the different aspects of when your person is considered eating Isra Tevel, you would have to be able to do it. Now, when you separate Truma itself, the halacha is, when is the idea of Truma? Truma only goes into effect when a person brings the produce from the field into the house, and therefore that's really when the Chiyuv comes in. However, the minig is, the halacha is, we give it even in the garden, even in the field, we already go ahead and we separate. It's already considered Trumas Meiser there. Now, if we don't go ahead, and we're supposed to separate Truma from the Chiyuv comes only when it's into the house, when it comes into the threshing floor in the garden, but when it comes into the field, it's not really complete yet, but still halacha is, we separate from there as well, we consider it Trumas Meiser there as well, and we do not go ahead. And we consider that it had to be separated from at that point already, before we don't want it to become Tameh, we want it to separate even at that point. Now, Lamaisa, the Torah says, how much do we consider for Truma Gedola? How much do you separate? Maisa, we said Maisa Rishon is a tenth, and then we have the Truma's Maisa is a tenth of the tenth. But what about Truma Gedola itself? Truma Gedola itself has no shear. There's no shear, which means that even if a person goes out as a big pile of Tevel, you take along a small amount, and you separate it as a small amount. We'll see this in the Gemara coming up a little bit later. That the smallest amount itself is considered as if you already makes the produce untevel, makes and therefore is matter for you to eat. You don't have to have any more. The Bavli clearly says even the smallest amount, a small kernel, is enough to be considered not tevel. You separate that. Yet the Gemara is a sheet to say in Yerushalmi, we'll see some people say that you do have to have a shear, a requirement. We'll see the same level as Ilchos Tuma of what the shear would be. You have to separate a separate amount to do that. Now, Lamaisa, that's only Daraisa. But the Rabbanan say that Truma does have a shear. It's 1/50th of the crop. And Meila, therefore, a person goes ahead, you have to take 1/50th. You give off less or more, it's either considered generous or it's considered not generous. Lamaisa, it's a Dindarabbanan de Kashir, and there are Rabbanan Tustalana Daraisa, where we see the shear would be considered the amount. But add some again. So Daraisa, it's Truma even the smallest amount. And the Rabbanan require a larger share, and we say the share is to be 1/50th, or if it's a little bit higher or lower than that, it's considered whether a person is being cheap on that, but limiting himself, or whether he's being a little bit more. This is a question of share. This is the Maisa idea of Truma Gadola. Truma's Maisa and Maisa Rishon itself, of course, has 1/10th. That's a share that you have to give, not like the Truma Gadola itself. There is no share. And now look, how do we do that? We separate it. When we separate it, it has to be separated by a weight, measuring. We take away what you're measuring from it and you set it aside, like any single din of produce. And this halakha, we go ahead and we try it. When we separate always each species the same. And we don't mix together different minim. Sometimes you can mix together a superior one, an inferior one. You can mix them together. But if you use the inferior one, it does not work for the superior one. If you work the superior one, it can work for the inferior one. And you're supposed to go ahead and separate it after the process is complete so that it's able to go ahead and eat as is. In other words, you pilt the grapes. The grapes are ripened. And that is where you're supposed to go ahead and do that. But not when you already take the grapes and you make them into wine or the olives into oil. That's not considered Truma Gadol. You have to take that before you even get to that point. Now, the idea about Trumas and Tyra, of Torah and Tomei, we'll see the Gemara has a great arichos here. That we wanted to make sure that we do not mitame the Truma Gadola. And you can, if it is becomes Tame already before, you cannot separate it. Truma Gadola cannot be separated as if it would be as if it would be separating the Truma Gadola to allow something to become no longer Tevel. And when we said Alok is Truma, we go by the year. And if it gets mixed together, produce from one year with another year, that is not good. Torah says, Aser ta'aser, it's called Tuah, Sarecha, Yotzi, Bashadah, Bashana, Shana, year by year, which means each year has to have the separate Alok of Truma Gadola. You have to separate Truma, and well, to other Alokas of Meiser and Truma, separating Truma's Meiser, has to be all done, whatever grows in one year, not what grows in separate years. And the Alok is that Truma is separated by the owner himself, and we can make a Shliach for it, as we'll see in the Gemara. That you can't do it. You can't separate someone else's truma if he didn't make you a shliach without his rishus. That you can't do, and you have to have someone also that's right to do it. You can't have a chereshot of a katan, and there was a bracha to make, which we're going to discuss. And now, what do you do to truma itself? When you separate the truma, it's only allowed to be eaten by the kohanim, the people in the kohanim. Anybody that's not in the kohen is not allowed to eat it, and it's over misa b'dei shemayim and gets malchus. If he had asra. And he gets malchus. If he didn't get asura, he can't get malchus. But the halacha is it belongs to the kohen anyway, and you cannot, and you have to pay back, reimburse the kohen if you took it. Well, you can't get malchus for it if it's a lav she'en bo asura, but you still would have to reimburse the kohen for the loss that you took. If you did it b'shogeg, then the halacha is you have to replace it. Not as a shy in the Gemara, that would give you a kanas. That we have to pay a fifth above that. Is also Gemara is going to discuss that in arichos as to what the punishment would be. A ma'aser truma itself, that's Torah, you can do anyway. The Kohen could consume it in a normal way, eating, drinking, or putting anything together, if it's oil, to anoint himself in the oil, the normal manner. But you can't use it to waste. You can't go ahead to use it to light the oil, to light a fire. You can't go the food to give to your animals. That's considered destroying truma b'yadayim. That's usur. Only if you can use it to be consumption is the only thing that we allow you to do. And that's the halakha we find of the this. Now, if a Kohen goes ahead and separates the truma, it takes the truma and separates and he eats it. He's mekayim a mitzvah, yorichum and ha-kadoshim. He gets a mitzvah of eating the kadoshim, which is considered kodesh. And again, he makes a bracha for it. We'll see in the Gemara. And and this would be the halacha only if it's kohen that's royalty, which means it's tar, if it's tamei, or if the kohen himself is tamei, he's not allowed to eat it. And if it would be considered yisur b'dei shemayim, that would be considered mixture. Now, what happens if the truma got mixed up with other things? Whether we say it's batel b'elef, batel b'shishim, we mean 100 times betel memeya, what the Gemara is going to discuss in great detail, as when something got mixed up, when do we allow you, since only drabbanan dikadin, We say that we consider it that it's something that becomes mispatel. He'll be allowed to do that. You have to reimburse the Kohanim, or if it got mispatel, got moved together, you wouldn't have to go ahead and reimburse the Kohanim in such a way. We'll see that in the Gemara. And also, finally, the Gemara discusses whether Bezman Azeri is no base of Mikdash, whether we have a din separating Trumas Meiser is a din of Truma Gedola, is a din of Deraisa or Derabbanon. Most of the Rishonim say it's a Derabbanon. There are some that hold that it is a Deraisa, but the Rambam and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, Machaba, and Yoredea Paskins, that's a din Derabbanon today, and that is how most of the Achreinim Paskin as well, the Fiashitas of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah begins, Daf Aleph. Mishnah discusses the halakha of who is not right to separate Trumas and Meisers. In Mishnah Trumah, five people cannot go ahead and separate Truma. If they separated it, the Truma is not considered a valid Truma. It has to be only people that have ability to separate Truma. And Mosen explain, what is it, Lemute Mai? It's coming to exclude something. Bar Fulda brings down. Lemute, Rav Yehuda said, Lekotin Shalavistei Shairos. A cotton that doesn't bring to Shairos will be excluded from it. And it would be considered usurd, and therefore there's no din truma, there's no din kedusha here. If you separate it improperly, it is not considered the halakha of kedusha's truma, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. It's not royal kedusha, and it becomes tameh, it could be destroyed. It doesn't have anything because it has to be separated properly by the right people who are able to do that. So the five people in lay truma, and tameh emel goes from the truma, is not considered a valid truma. Hakare, the Mishnah says a deaf person, and a shaita, a person who's a shaita, a katan is also didn't read as we said. As Mafulda says, has to be that he didn't have stay soros, which is the rice of the kashir of a gadol. Ator meshenu shalo, person who separates things that doesn't belong to him. You have no right to separate things that don't belong to you. The nachrish atar mitz Yisrael, and if a guy. It was Torah, but belongs to Yisrael. I feel the Rishus, even if it did the Jew gave him Rishus, the ain't Trumas a Truma, because a guy can't be a Shliach for me to take Truma. And the ain't Trumas a Truma, it's not considered a good Truma. And it's not, as it says, it came to Gamato, Gamarabba Shulchak, and Ma'atem B'nei Bris. So the Ma'afullah brings down the Gemara, Av Shulchak, and B'nei Bris. Just like an FB, you yourself have to be a Yid, you can't be a guy. So too, your shliach that you're separating also has to be like yourself, shlucho, katrumit, like you. The rabbi shluchakim, therefore, has to be Yisrael. And if he did it, lo yitrum, he can't go ahead and take trumit. It doesn't work. All these cases over here, even if you gave him a shus, it will not be considered a good separation. The Gemara wants to know, Mishnah wants to continue. We talk about a cherish. What kind of cherish are we talking about? Cherish m'dav eino shemea, to mind that person who can speak but can't hear. Lo yitrum, he shouldn't separate. But if he did it, it would be considered a good truma. Cherish, the deaf, with the chazal say about a deaf person, a cherish, that Mishnah, you can't be not yotze at all, that he doesn't speak, nor can he speak, or can he hear. He's a deaf mute. You know, both aspects of it, that's what it means. Normally we say a cherish could be someone who just can speak but can't hear. But someone who that can't hear and can't speak says the Mafulda no cherish meima, which means he was born that way. Born that that person could come deaf later in life, but you're still able to speak. Person who can't speak or hear means in the betten of his mother in utero he lost his ability to speak and to hear. That's what the cherish that the Mishnah is talking about. If he would separate it, the halacha would be that ain't no truma, so it's no good. It's not considered a truma. So the Gemara that cotton, cutting it like seiros, cutting it brings day seiros. We don't have a truma. It didn't bring two days. So that have to. That means not physically, it's not a gadol, which means it can be any age at all. So the halacha is truma is still truma. Have Yosi Aimer imachal aboloinas adarim. If a cotton didn't come. Separate truma before he came to the age of Nidorim, understanding that which is a person understands about Nidorim, which is usually 1 year before a person becomes a gadol, and Trumas Truma is not considered a truma. Mishabal learns Nidorim, when it comes to the age of Nidorim, Trumas Truma, then his truma would be a good, which means even though he's not a gadol yet, but he's still at the age of where he already, 11, 12, is close to becoming a gadol, then we say that the Mishnah tells us, well, Nidorim and Trumas would be considered a valid truma. So we have different shitas legabe din katan as to what is the shear of a katan trumas or truma b'diyevet. Obviously, katchila it should not be. Says the Rafulda, the Moshe says, Kuncha Levius de Cyrus, the Kathil Moidra of Yudah Leitron. You can't be Yudah, however, but the Yavid is considered Truma, even if it makes de Cyrus. And some say it has to be Lados Dorim, which means he didn't come to this, he didn't come yet to Godless. You're almost there, you're 11, 12, you're close to being a Gadol, but you didn't become a Gadol. The luck is, you're still that considered Truma, and therefore, there could be Truma or Truma. But when you come on as a Dorim, which means, says the Rafulda, Lamin Shizaka ben Yubeshanim Yamekot, 12 in a day, or a girl that's 11 in a day. From that time on, you go ahead, you're considered already a Gadol, the Gabi certain halakas, and the Gabi this halakas, if you went ahead, you were Taram, you have an understanding of what Truma is, it would be considered a good Truma. And now, as the Mishnah says, in such a case, it would be considered valid, in this age, would be considered a valid Truma. Would be considered a valid Truma. The Lamaisa again, it's a katchil. We don't want you to bring even over there. We don't want you to bring even in that age. We don't want your abundant. Don't want you to bring. Don't want you to separate truma. But if you did, in this case, it would be truma so truma. Says the Gemara to explain what the Mishnah means. Mishnah Tama, 5 is coming. Must know what does it mean 5. He learns all 5 of the psulim from the same pot. Bring for me a truma. What is limit from all these drushes that we have, all these extra words in the pasuk? So what are we telling us? The big for me, a truma l'gabe pasha of the binyan mishkan. So it tells us to separate. What does it tell us? Prada goy. When it says b'nei Yisrael is to exclude a goy. Goy is not b'nei Yisrael. They're excluded from b'nei. And me'eis, what's me'eis kalish? Prada katan. Me'eis a man, which means excluding a katan. A katan is not a... is not an ish, is not a man. Asha Yibeliba wants to give, his heart motivates him. But a kashlo shota, excluding a shota or depth, because why? Because he's not considered, he can't be someone who doesn't have the ability to think or act properly. The adrenal ruach doesn't have the das for laveless nade, says the mafulda. You want to give venalibo, that means you have in mind a kavanah to give. But a katan, or a cherish, excuse me, a shaita, or a cherish venkotan, he doesn't have the ability, he doesn't have the understanding, mamela, therefore, he cannot be, it's excluded, doesn't have a das to think and to realize what he's doing, therefore the Torah excludes him as well from that. Now what about the end of the pasuk? So truma shetiku meitchem, this is the truma that you should have for yourself, pratatom shenu shalo, that's the fifth thing, it means only your own, take your truma, you should take yours truma, but don't take truma, it doesn't belong to you, shenu shalo, that you can't do, that's not considered this. Now we call aloka, this is all considered, the thing that you menate to the mikta, mishkan, the all considered truma, the semalach applies, these 5 people are excluded from the parasha being able to do so. Zakta Gemara. Zakta Gemara, Yochich, Maisa Shalem, Achma Shavasan. Why do we say that? What? That a shaita and a cheresh v'katan, a cheresh v'shaita, I should say, is excluded because they don't have a din of the das, they don't have any divas libo. Let their actions show that they're separating it, show that they do have intention to do, that they want to do it. If, you know, you don't know what they want, you can't communicate, but once you see what they're doing, vice versa, that it's what they want to do. They're showing that they're asking to do it. So what's wrong? Why would that be no good? Why would that be no good? Now, the Gemara's question is mashma dafka on a shota and a cheresh. But some learn the Gemara, we'll see in the Mefarshim, that don't even a... It's on a cutting as well, similar would apply, that a cutting should be included as well, because that's what he shows that they want to do it. My fool said, this is Mars Kasha. Should be Machiach, what they're doing, you see from their actions, that shows their das, that they have Machshavet, what they want to do. So why therefore is no good? Why do we say it's no good? Why do we say it's no good? That it should be considered good. So the Gemara says, he explains why not. Like the Gemara, we looked at the Mishnah, the Gabi the Din of, we're talking about the halakas of what? In Makshirim. The halakha of, in the sixth parak of Makshirim. Lagabe the dinner, bringing your fruit to the roof because that close. You want to go away, they shouldn't get ruined from worms. And the question is now, it got wet from the dew. Do we consider it Yitan or Enuch Yitan as if you had Makshava to do it? We look at the Mishnah. Person goes and prepares things, then becomes I would come up by getting wet. Hey, look, Kajra Gautan. If a Kherisha Gautan brought up the fruit to the roof and it got wet by the dew, even though the intention was he wanted to do Shagon them, it's not called to be Yitan. We don't. There's no din tuma because lamaisa. We don't say that at kavana because we can't consider that kavana a real kavana. So it's therefore enu chibiyutan. Mimeshi esh remaisa because it was just because they did a maisa. A machshava. There's no machshava. Ain't a maisa. Well, therefore, what's this maisa we have? We see the mishnah. The action that they went and they did it should be considered good. Look, I've been making them from tuma. Why not? So kanama betifsha betofish ben batel. In this case, to my case with the chayrish or the shaita. Or even the katan held, Gemara says, Dafka b'tafas b'metal. He held him up in the dew that it should become wet. So Mamela, in such a case, that would be makabel tumah. In other words, just by putting it on the roof doesn't mean anything because he's not aware of it. But when you hold it up, Mamash says it should get wet, and you've cleared by his action, it shows that he knows what he's doing and he wants it to get wet. It's in b'chiyutan. And mukar shikab nasos yolem. He's showing that he wants his kavanet to get wet. And therefore, in such a case, in a kanami, it would be considered aser. So the same thing over here. It would be the same idea that you want it. If you want it, it would be the same halacha. It should be considered good if you don't have the kavana. So Gemara said, "Tinan tam we learned in the Mishnah. God, but he didn't have tuma. Chavita chavishov the katan. If chavishov the katan went ahead and brought it down to the river, brought down." Put an animal down to the river, even though they intended the feet should get wet, it's not called b'chiyutan. We don't consider that. We consider they're making foods that's rather tuma. You can't say that they go ahead, that they made it to go ahead. They should be considered separate from the river that they went into. It should be considered separate. It should be considered makabel tuma. There's no maisa. That's because they have a maisa. There's no makshava. What's the maisa of them that we say consider as if it's a real maisa? When he goes ahead and he rubs the feet of the animals in the water, it shows that he wants them. He wants the mayim. This is what he wants it to be. Animals should get wet. And therefore, in such a case, if that's what you want it to get wet, if I said kavana is something, kavana means something. So if there also, kavana shashisha means something. So l'chayra, therefore what? So what's the kasha? Something over here in our case, over here, the case of the Mishnah. Why do we say that someone who doesn't have das? So we say that look is no good, you can't separate truma. Let's go ahead, the machshava, their actions demonstrating what their intention is, shows where there is. Just like an Amish was saying that this is your action by doing so, by taking it on the roof, holding it up, it's considered shows you want it. So to over here, whatever you do with the animal is showing that you want it. So the chabit shtei malacha, it should be considered that you want b'kavana. It should be considered tamei, it should be considered b'chiyutan. So it said the person you told me should be considered truma for you. The next shot should be considered should be bought for you. What does that mean to tell you? Person who goes ahead and had a makshava, chasa wrote down the makshava. So the actions does not necessarily represent what he put down, what the kavanas that he had. What person goes ahead who has maisa when it goes ain makshava, doesn't have anything but makshava, then you can say this action is makhiach al az makshava. So the kanho of a kosov of makshava, it's over here says he has makshava, he had a das mele. You can't say that the action the guy did should be machiach to prove anything of what his kavanah is. Therefore, you would have no right if my Mishnah, this would be the case that he's talking about, that it should be considered as if the kavanah so works. The chari would be to his opinion. You have no right that he's holding like our shita over here as to what the Mishnah meant, that holding it together would increase the ability for these people to be able to go ahead and to separate properly the truma, to make consider it as if it would be separated. And Mele shows that his kavana is for what he wanted it to happen. And if it should be considered valid, we should accept that as well. That is his kavana. So we see that the Gemara says over here, we don't say clearly what it's referring to. It's referring to a makshava, referring to something that was done in makshava. So what's the halacha in such a case? Zok to Gemara, Rav Yosi, Kaish l'kav Rav Shmuel. I asked the question, Rav Shmuel, a gittin, what halacha by gittin? You have a gittin, Gemara says that's be written in Shema. How many makos makshavos? Yet the halacha is the word makshav. Ain't kosev makshav. There's no makshav written in it. Ain't makom and silkov. And makshav and there's no my. It's mice's actions are not considered. Nothing's written about them. Elamai what? Gemara says that I'm the kosher and the zaket. Everyone's right to get chus afilu mecharishav shoyte v'katan. These people can't go right again. There's no one else to write it. V'tanan. Gemara says what are we talking about? Amavuna. We're talking about shiyah pekech or meir agabav. We have a question where a person who's going ahead. Amavuna says there's a pekech that went ahead was shooting from on top. So Mamela, if he's standing on top, Mamela was telling us that therefore he's telling us what to do. He's telling exactly who it's for. And if he tells us who it's for, we can say, therefore, he knows exactly what he wants, and that he wanted is to be able to consider as if the Chevish HaDvakan is doing his bid, and they are doing his thing, and it's considered as if they're building up the entire area, they're building up that everything becomes part of the Mishnah, becomes part of what they're responsibly doing, and therefore it should be considered valid. So Gemara says, therefore, since we say it does apply, it applies even in the case of Gittin itself, Mashenke in the case of the Gemara, which sees things a little differently.